If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Once again, your song of the day from 1977, Brick House Better by time. The Commodores. 464-5685.
Oh,
one is bad.
This is the Foo Fighters.
10 is good. Text you ready in the Starter Haven Jewelers song of the day.
I'm not going to declare him back, by the way.
I'm declaring him. He's 100% back.
No.
Oh, so I go back to...
No, not back,
I Jake. Go, Jake, that was incredible.
I'm kind of back.
When you go... So I rank everything based off, hey, we're going to record this song. Do you want to come in?
Right.
You imagine that one, the Commodores. Hey,
pretty good.
We're going to do Brick House. Do you want to come in and listen? Make an older man wish for younger days. What else do you got, Steve?
No, I got nothing.
You have the lyrics.
I have the lyrics in front of me. It does start with an ow.
Ow! Ow!
That was just good.
That's good, yeah.
The first word of
was
this
what?
Song is, ow! She's a brick house. I do like that.
Yeah. She's a mighty, mighty.
Yeah. She's a mighty, mighty.
I don't know what that means.
Let it all hang out.
I've never heard that.
Yeah,
and she's mighty, mighty.
He gave dimensions.
He did.
There was dimension 36. What was it?
What was the numbers?
Hold on. Find the number. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Here it is.
36, 24, 36. And I never knew what he said after that till right now. No. And this is, we've heard this song a zillion times. Okay, so it's 36, 24, 36. Oh, what a winning hand.
The Commodores.
What a winning hand.
What a winning hand. Wow.
What a woman needs to get a man. That's also in the...
Oh, wow.
Jake. You're not back.
Yes, you are.
You were dead.
So you like the Foo Fighters better than this? Is that what you're going to tell me? What year was this, Jake, again?
It was 1977, which is what?
Better times.
Better times.
This was better times.
This was better times. It was remarkable.
You're going first on this ring.
Okay, I'll go. I have no problem with this. Yeah, this is just a wow. It's a 9222. 9222. What do you got?
Farley gave a rating, but you can't see it, Farley, because it's in the...
There gave you go. It a 10.
Good job, Jake.
A rare 10 from Farley.
He put it up right in front of the ticket. You can't see it.
Here.
Okay, Steve, a score, please. Jake, thank you for making my win.
We have a 9-2 and a 10.
It's a good song. I've always liked it. It's not particularly imaginative on your part.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny song.
It's good.
I kind of liked it. I could never really... Could you ever take this song seriously?
Yes, I took it very seriously.
he gave it a 9-2.
Yeah. I'm not in that range. I'm not in a...
Come on.
Oh, no, I'm not. 7-2. It's fine.
7-2 is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good...
You loved it.
Some ratings before...
How's the song start?
Ow!
Oh, what a hand.
What a winning hand.
What a winning hand.
It's a fun song.
We'll go to YouTube first. Comments or some scores. Troy, 5-5. Genghis, 8-4. Better times. CL says 2-2. Marcus,
Genghis, better times.
5. Brad, 9-9.
He turned his head. Better times.
Had to let you know. J-Dub, 8-6.
No, it's very serious.
Very serious. Better times.
Albert, 7. Nell, 7-3. Nashville Husker, 8-6. To text line now.
Okay, Jake.
John says 9-2. B-Rex, 5.
B-Rex is new.
B-Rex.
Wink in Elkhorn, 9-5. Husker Rick in 9. Bill and Bennett, 7. Coach Libby, 9-1. Vernon Dakin, 9.8. Let's see here. Matt, 8-3. Doug says 7.2. That's Doug in Idaho, by the way.
Doug in Idaho.
Okay.
Tater says 2. Not better times.
It's not
really?
True, Tater.
Really?
Tater, you're... Tater. Listen to the scores, Tater. You're way out there.
Tater. Seriously, Tater. Yeah. Come on.
Jesse says, is this song in reference to Husker basketball last night, a brick house of threes? No,
oh, wow.
That was not any.
There's no theme.
There was actually no theme at all.
There's no theme.
Nothing.
Jake. 6-32.
Yeah. Shim from Hallam. That's new. Shim.
Shim.
S-H-I-M. Shim says 9.
9. Thank you.
Says, wow, Shim. So we have a new.
He says, that skating rink in the late 70s. Better times.
Oh, yeah. That would be meant, though. The rink. Oh, going to the rink.
Was there a rink?
Ours was ours was in Wakefield. You had to go to
Did
Wakefield.
You go to Wakefield?
It was down in the basement.
Really?
Yeah, wooden floor.
Did you do it?
What's that? Yeah, I wasn't a very good skater, but I participated. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden they'd be like, all right, we have a couple skate.
Columbus's was in the middle of town. I went a couple times.
Jennifer, 6'5", hubby, 7.8. I think they're back from Cabo now.
I think they're back. That's a pretty good score.
Strangely serious.
All of a sudden, he drops his voice.
Kevin, 7. a 7 from
he's
Kevin.
Reporting some sort of
Ron, 2.8.
Like the political votes
like
or something.
Election commission.
Exactly, like an election. Exactly.
Hey, Jake.
And in the 14th precinct.
Go to Channel 74, okay?
I can't believe you're giving... 7.2 is a good score.
It's fine.
Put the song down.
The problem was Steve really enjoyed the song, then he tried to taper it back. That's the problem. That's where we have. That's where all the breakers are.
The song is funny. It's funny. I will say that.
Like to laugh. You're a humor guy.
Make an old man wish of younger days.
Once again, song of the day is Brick House by the Commodores from 1977. It is time for the mailbag.
Okay. The bag.
Ready for that?
Yes.
Here we go. Mailbag. Here we go. This is sponsored by our friends at Apply Connect. The three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been had.
Avoid that. Call Will and the team at Applied.
Call them up.
Technical Technologies, they're in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. That's new. Up 0.1%.
Will's got it going on. And it's all you hear about now. Every meeting you have is all about cyber protection. When I go to...
Everything.
These conventions, sometimes I'm speaking at, and I sit and listen to other speakers. One of the main things they talk about is just, hey, do not open this email. Do not do this. Jeez. Do not do this. I mean, it goes on and on and on of things that go up. How to protect yourself.
That's what Will does.
Free consultation at AppliedConnective.com. First up to the mailbag, John says, good morning. I recently found a company in Las Vegas that advertises itself as a heavy equipment playground for adults. You can pay to smash a vehicle or operate a bulldozer, wheel loader, or backhoe. I'm going to try and talk a couple of my friends into going to try this out.
Oh, God.
Would you guys try something like that?
Yes.
Adult playground.
Now, that sounds that's like an idea.
Drive a bulldozer.
Yeah, if I could drive a bulldozer or do that, that would be fun. Yeah.
I wonder how they do this, like if they literally teach you on the spot?
Probably a giant field with a bunch of stuff, and they have to do some sort of teaching. Something has to happen, because if you think for a second that something can't go wrong, you're wrong on that one.
Well, a lot could go wrong if you're riding a bulldozer for the first time. Wow, what an idea!
Also, when you're in the bulldozer, when I look at a bulldozer or any sort of whatever operation, you're in there by yourself. There's not a guy riding co-pilot with you. You know, no, you're in there, so it's like, okay, get out there, smash some stuff.
Wonder what else you could do.
Yeah, interesting.
That'd be fun to.
That's in Vegas.
That's in Vegas. That's from John. He's going to go take some buddies out there to the park.
I'd like to run a giant backhoe. I'd like to dig some stuff.
It's an adult playground.
That sounds like an idea.
Sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Wow.
Michael says, good morning from Oklahoma. Took the kids out to the zoo on my off day for Veterans Day. If your co-hosts were an animal, what animal would they be and why? Cheers, Michael.
Michael, what a question.
Yeah.
Well, those are two good questions.
Well, I don't know what everyone would be. I know what I'd want to be. Can I do that?
Yeah.
I want to be a polar bear.
Yeah, you do.
I love polar bears.
I would not say that, though. You'd be like a bobcat.
More like a bobcat. Yeah.
You're a bobcat.
I'd like to be a polar bear, but I'm really more of a bobcat.
Yeah, you're a bobcat. Yeah. You remind me of a bobcat. Jake would remind me of...
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Where are you
going with this?
Maybe an owl.
Woo, woo. Ooh.
An owl.
They're not bad.
Not bad. Their head's spinning all the way around.
What? Is there
there's no owls at the zoo, though, are there?
I'm not sure what...
A giraffe.
A giraffe.
A smaller giraffe.
You got a long
small,
neck? Yes. Yeah. My neck
A youthful giraffe.
Yeah, not a kid. Not a
full grown
baby giraffe. Yeah. Yes. Full grown, but not a big giraffe.
Yes. Eat lettuce for people.
Yeah. Do giraffes eat lettuce?
They do. They do.
Okay, now we know.
At the Lincoln Zoo, you can feed the giraffes lettuce there.
Bobcat and...
What is Sip?
He could be a penguin.
I like the penguin idea.
He could be a good penguin. He'd be an incredible
Everyone loves to look at the penguins.
They love the penguins. I have a penguin. You know that, right?
No.
Yes, what? I have a penguin.
Oh, yes. Does not live here, though.
No, lives in Omaha.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in Omaha.
In Omaha at the zoo?
At the zoo. Yeah, I'm a zoo dad. Yeah, I got a Gus. And everyone goes, they always go to look. They go right
check
to the penguin, and they check on him.
I think Sip's a penguin.
And my great niece and nephew always go there. They'll wait. They'll go, there he is. There's Gus. There he is. Because they always look for the fattest one. So the fattest penguin.
I saw him on Saturday. I saw him.
Yeah.
I was there this past weekend. I saw Gus there. Yeah. I saw the fattest penguin.
You were there at the...
This is the first we heard of this.
I didn't tell you that. I went to the zoo in the morning to afternoon, Saturday. I was there from 10 to about... 1:30.
No social media pictures?
No.
How about that?
I didn't take it yet.
And there's our answers.
Nope. It's okay. There you go. We got a penguin, a baby giraffe,
and a bobcat.
And a bobcat here.
Yeah.
Next up from Kelly. Says, good morning, early break. My friend who went to L.A. for the game last weekend sent a video of him taking an Uber that was a self-driving Tesla.
Ooh.
This got me thinking. Ooh. Sip and Bill, say in 10 to 15 years, these cars are available at a reasonable price to everyone, would you ever buy one and let it drive you around in 10 to 15 years?
Hard no. About that. Parallel lives. I said the exact same thing. Hard no.
Oh, you want to drive.
You want to drive. That's the fun of the whole thing. I don't want to sit in the back eating French fries and a McDonald's Coke, in the back seat and have it drive me around. No. And I'm old enough now that I'd never, ever feel comfortable. There'll be people, the youth,
younger
people that are being born right now, this will be their norm.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be, so that's their norm. That's not our norm.
That's good perspective.
So I'm not doing that.
No, that's good perspective, Bill. Where's the Kaiser painting truck?
Two of them.
Kaiser.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. No, it's a hard no on both. What about you, Jake?
And then it says, Jake, in 30 plus years, will you be telling your grandkids about better times when people drove themselves, or will you be all for the self-driving cars? No, I would like to drive also.
Like to drive.
I don't. I saw these in Arizona once. I'm like, no. I don't. I'm not getting in that
car.
That
option,
terrifies me.
We had the option of taking one too, and we didn't do it. Right? We're not doing it.
What is the? Is it just? What is our reluctance? My reluctance. I'm not going to just give in to the fact that I just don't want to change. It's not that. I just don't want to be driven by something that's not there. I don't want to. Yeah, no, it's just that. It's not a reluctance to change. I can handle change when it makes sense. This doesn't make sense. Keep going.
I'd like to know how the robot cars do with the human error element. Somebody turning too late into you to the turn lane.
Yes.
How do they respond?
So
to
my
that?
Question is that so
I want to know an accident.
You're in the automated car.
Yeah.
Human rams you. What do? Just get out. We'll start walking away. What do you do? You have to stay and file a report for the computer.
These are valid questions.
I'd be very valid. I would just get out and say, okay, let's get another Uber.
We're not going to worry about this.
Or this one. This one's done. Imagine if all of a sudden the computer start talking to you. Please stay seated. There's been an accident.
Yeah.
Whoop 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 whoop. And you're just like going.
Tightens your belt.
Yeah, tightens your belt. You can't get out. And the car starts on fire. Yeah, that's great.
Last one from Thomas. Says,
okay, Jake.
Sip and Bill, the year is 1976.
Ooh. Oh, thank you.
Are you at a skating rink or at a bowling alley?
Go ahead.
Well, mine's bowling alley, 100%.
Was that around the time?
Around the time about through the perfect game.
No, you were older, weren't you?
No, not a lot older.
This was around age 10 or 11?
Yeah, so, no, I was like 12 or 13 when it happened. Anyway.
So you were in junior high?
Yeah, the bowling alley was local, was in Pender. Meidrick's ran it. So we were in the bowling alley all the time. The skating rink was in Wakefield, a town over. West Point had one too. We never went there. We always went to Wakefield. So that wasn't an everyday deal. So if I lived in Wakefield, I was there all the time. That wasn't the deal.
The answer's bowling alley.
Yeah, bowling alley.
Did you have trouble? I always had trouble at the skating rink stopping.
What's that? Yeah.
Stopping.
Then how about
fall down and hit the wall?
The big thing was
when
you got your skates, it's like the stopper on the front. Was it a good stopper? That was the way. That's how you stopped. You know, so dad could skate. Ron could skate. Oh, and my mom. Then they had.
That doesn't surprise you. Ron could skate.
And the ladies had their own skates, the white ones with the balls on the front, kind of those tassely balls.
They look good.
They look good. Oh yeah,
girls. It just seemed like girls could skate better than.
They were unbelievable.
Jake,
the guys were kind of like like a bull in china.
Yeah,
just.
Now there were some guys that were really good.
How about the one we could just flip around and skate backwards?
Those guys could do that.
Yeah. Also, they're full speed. And they could just flip around and skate backwards. It's like, okay.
Bowling alley's the clear answer.
That's pretty cool.
I'm proud to say that in Beatrice right now, they both exist.
Really?
There is still a functional skating rink in Beatrice called the Roll Arena, South Beatrice. You drive by it all the time when you went to the country club.
The Roll Arena.
Yep.
This sounds incredible.
Oh, did I go?
Back when you went to the golf course. Yeah. It's still there on the right side of the road.
Okay.
And bowling alley, too.
The next time I'm in Beatrice, I will stop at the Roll Arena.
You should.
I will.
You need to go in there. It's really cool. It's very retro. It's old school.
Really?
They have not updated that probably ever in the history of the place.
There's not a roller rink in Lincoln? There was one by the ticket. Remember there was one?
Yeah, that one's gone. Skate Zone's gone.
Skate Zone's gone.
I don't think there's any in Lincoln.
Pre-Bill, there was one right over there.
Now it's a hotel, right?
I think
they tore it down and made a hotel.
Yeah. It's in that area.
Go to Beatrice, to the Roll Arena.
You have a better chance of raising your kids in Beatrice. Imagine that, like whatever. First grade, go skate. Yep. I'll drop you off.
Yep.
That is the mailbag.
I like that.
Those
are good questions.
Apply Connective. Yes.
Those are good questions.
Very good.
Good today.
Yeah. Bet you, the penguin.
I'm not big on the penguin.
What did you want us to say you were?
Something cooler like a
penguin's awesome.
A tiger. No, you're not a tiger.
No.
You're not a tiger.
Something like I don't know, something.
A wildebeest.
A more athletic animal.
Athletic hippo.
I could call the baby giraffe.
Yeah, baby that eats lettuce. Yeah,
I think not a full blown penguin.
Not a full blown giraffe. Just a baby giraffe eating lettuce.
The neck's not that long. It's just longish. When we get back, hour two, we got chaos at LSU. We'll discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.